Welcome, and it's great to be back with you here on the Talk to Motive platform. I'm Paul Marinelli. The Consumer Electronics Show, known as CES, was held in Las Vegas back in January. This was where you went to see the latest in home entertainment, appliances, latest spec TVs and projection devices, electronic gizmos of all shapes and sizes, and computers. It was principally all about domestic and some commercial electronics developments in the cutting-edge world of electronics. If you had told me that this has now become one of the best automotive shows on the planet, I would never have believed you. But as of CES 2023, it most certainly is. A post-CES show study done by one of the world's leading technological service consultancies, Deloitte, was brought to my attention by leading automotive industry sales and consulting guru, Brian Wheeler. And it details how important CES has become for the modern automotive industry, both from an OEM and from the aftermarket perspectives. A total of 115,000 people visited CES 2023 from all over the world, with 3,200 exhibitors filling the convention center, with about 1,000 of those being startup companies. Extraordinary stuff. The automotive sector was the rock star of CES this year, with more than 300 companies in the automotive and auto technology fields taking part, representing a staggering 100% increase from just 2 years ago, clearly showing the speed in which the auto industry is modernizing itself. The diversity at CES saw automotive exhibitors from the USA, Europe, Turkey, and Vietnam. And before you think they were all car manufacturers, they were a combination of car makers, tier one suppliers, and independent companies. We used to think that it was exciting at motor shows if we saw two or three concept cars at each one. These are the car designs that let the engineers' imaginations run wild to show us what the future may possibly hold, generating pages and pages of car magazine and website stories year after year. CES featured dozens of concept cars, the difference being that these concept cars aren't about possibilities. They presented forthcoming realities. They were more about what is happening as opposed to what may be happening, which was the mantra of the older generation of concept cars, if you remember. 5G connectivity, safety, vehicle architecture, software development, innovations in EV aerodynamics for more efficiencies, improving EV technologies and charging technology, very, very important one there, trying to find more efficiencies in charging, and bringing costs down to make EVs more affordable. These were the major topics being discussed at CES 2023. And at long last, automated driving has finally taken a back seat, as it should have many years ago. The acute exaggeration of automated driving over the past 5 to 7 years has been nothing short of ridiculous. And while we all like the idea of the technology, and it's going to be great when it's finally developed properly and in place, but I'm sure many of us still enjoy driving ourselves, the amount of media stories, the amount of media space that has been used up by autonomous driving is coming now, autonomous driving will be here tomorrow, and all the rest of it, well, you know, it's time for it to sit back and let's just enjoy the EV technologies that are being developed now and look forward to what happens in the future. It's still got a long, long way to go before we're flying around in flying saucers like the Jetsons. So now all of us in the automotive industry, and especially the automotive aftermarket, need to take note of adding CES 2024 to your trade show diary. The global automotive aftermarket has always been extremely clever at developing products as vehicle technologies have changed over the decades. And this really is no different. And you can check out all the latest cool consumer electronics as well by going. For the kids, of course. And now on to something very different, to the little team that could and did. About 2 years ago, Supercars announced the change to Gen 3 specifications, the biggest technical overhaul in the sport's 27-year history, initially to make it more appealing to manufacturers and more relevant to what's being driven on our roads. Not only in Australia, but in other territories as well. And we also got to the point where two of the brands being raced, you couldn't even buy two of the models anymore. And we did have another model that was racing back when Nissan, Ford and Holden were all competing that you couldn't buy as well, in the Altima model. at the time. So it was getting to the point where the relevancy of it was falling apart. It didn't have appeal to international manufacturers, which it probably still doesn't at the moment, but that could change. But things needed to change. So Ford introduced the Mustang with great success over a year ago in supercar racing. And now Chevrolet, with their Camaro and General Motors, if you like, will compete for the first time in the modern era of Australian touring car racing. So it's a great thing to see. They're both very, very sporty cars, and they do look completely different to the former supercars that have raced successfully in Australia for more than 27 years now. The Blanchard Racing Team is a family-owned single-car supercar team with just over a handful of full-time staff. But they were the only team to have their Gen 3 specification car ready for the first Supercars pre-season test day that took place on the 1st of February at Victoria's Winton Raceway. Their Gen 3 Mustang was completely built in-house at the BRT workshop in Melbourne. They started the process back in September 2022, and the small team actioned a plan to increase manufacturing capabilities. They built as many components in-house as they could to minimise reliance on third parties. They also minimised their outside commitments. No ride days, no media stuff, just on the job of building the new car. They picked up parts themselves to save time on freight, no matter where the parts were located. And good old plain hard work across long hours during the summer holiday season. Real total commitment. I was invited to visit the team in early January, and I was totally astounded with how far they had progressed with their new Gen 3 car and the number of spares that they had produced in-house back then. It's only increased now. Compare this with a heap of whinging and complaining from other teams, some of it justified, as Supercars is still yet to provide a number of final homologated parts, but a lot of it was down to their ability to organise themselves within the allotted time frame. It's inexcusable for a number of the much larger and greater funded teams who are still way off being ready for pre-season testing ahead of the March start of the season. I have no doubt that they will be ready though. Of course, motor racing has always been about last minute efforts. Anyone who has worked in the sport will tell you that that's how it goes. But that does promote mistakes. It does promote errors to happen because you're in such a rush, of course, like anything you do in life. The BRT 2023 Gen 3 Mustang build is a story of the little team that could and did. They didn't ask why, they didn't ask how, they got it done. I'm wishing them and all Supercars teams a great season, with 2023 presenting the biggest changes in our touring car racing history. It all gets underway with the return of the Newcastle Street Race from March 10 to 12. Then they'll also be in action at the Australian Formula One Grand Prix at Albert Park from March 30 to April 2. And all of you listening from around the world can stream those races and find out more at supercars.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Marinelli, Managing Director of Marinelli PR and Marinelli Motorsport Media from the city of Melbourne, Australia. And it's a pleasure to be with you once again on the new Talk to Motive automotive aftermarket platform. You can visit my company online at marinellipr.com.au or via my LinkedIn and Facebook social media channels.